Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, August the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're on prayer this week. Let me give two very brief program notes. I'm continuing to try to call out to women's groups all over the world to dive into the Lewin Riley Growing Up James Bible Study. It's videos, it's a workbook, it's profound, it's going to be great. Go to seabed.com, get it, try it out this fall, it's perfect. The other thing is we're going to be doing Romans this fall on the Wake Up Call, the marathon, the super marathon, all the way through Romans, most significant letter in the history of the world. And I've written, the book has been published by HarperCollins, by Zondervan. And you talk about a super deal. We're opening up the buy one, sew one, which means you get one of these books. I'm going to send you another one for the friend that you're going to invite to join us on the Wake Up Call. I'll give it to you. You give it to them. Start praying. Who is that? Enough on that. Sorry to even interrupt early this morning, but I just want to get that word in. This is serious stuff we're doing here, friends. That's why every single day we start with consecration. Okay? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Guys, if you prayed that prayer with me, that means we just walked through a different door into today. We walked into the door, through the door of Jesus, and that means today is going to be leveled up in every single way. I'm not saying it'll be easier. I'm just saying it's going to be infinitely better. So today's entry is entitled, The War of Prayer. Our text is Acts chapter 2. Verses 32 to 35. Now, this text comes right in the midst of the day of Pentecost and Peter's message, his sermon, the first sermon of the church. So hear now the word of the Lord. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." It's the word of the Lord. Now consider this. Yesterday landed us in Acts chapter 1 and the ascension of Jesus. Today we come to Pentecost and the church's first sermon. Didn't we say this series on prayer that I'm writing in this book would begin with the Old Testament? I'm like, well, thanks for remembering that. We're going to get there. But the fascinating thing about today's text is that it contains the New Testament's most quoted verse from the Old Testament. Here it is. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. That's Psalm chapter 110, verse 1. This verse, it appears at least six different times in the New Testament. Most quoted verse from the Old Testament in the New Testament. Yesterday's text gave us the starting place for prayer. Jesus, right here, right now. Today's text gives us prayer's agenda and final destination. Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. These 10 words form the agenda of, quote, on earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6:10. The enemies of Jesus are Satan, evil, sin, death, and darkness, which show up in everything from oppression to opioid addiction, from cancer to child slavery, and from poverty to pornography. To pray means to participate in the triumph, not of good over evil, but of Jesus over the evil one. Somehow, and in some mysterious way, God chooses to win the battle through the participation of our prayers. Jesus' primary vocation as he sits at the right hand of God is to pray. Hear this from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. In fact, Jesus' primary vocation as he dwells among and within us is to pray. He prays without ceasing. And now it would stand to reason that as we abide in him, we too pray without ceasing. And this is not primarily because we are praying, but because he is praying, right? He's in us. Discipleship to Jesus means learning to pray in agreement with Jesus, in union with the mind of Christ. This does not come to us naturally. It must come supernaturally. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Prayer means many things to many people, but biblically speaking, prayer means war. Prayer means advance. Prayer means recovering what has been lost and taking back what has been stolen. Remember how in Ephesians, how Paul closed his teaching on warfare in the Spirit? Here's his words. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. It's Ephesians 6:18. As I wrote this, I was leaning back in a leather chair with my feet propped up on a footstool. I'm thinking about Satan and evil and sin and darkness as that footstool. This is the vision. The way is made by the prayers of Jesus. The way is made by our participation with Jesus in that work. Wouldn't that be a welcome shift from my prayer life to the prayer life of Jesus? That's where all this is heading. How about we pray now? Lord Jesus, you are right here, right now, and you will win the battle. I'm sorry for always beckoning you to my side. I sense you saying it's time for me to come to your side. Show me the way beyond my own thin agenda, that I might enter into your prayer life and step into the real battle where all you do is win. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts today, got three of them. What if we've missed the point of prayer? What if most of what we have learned about prayer is more shaped by culturally transmitted folk religion than the revealed Word of God? That's a tough one. I mean, and number two, what is the significance of Psalm 110, verse 1? And why do you think it appears so much in the New Testament, right? The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand while I make your enemy, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Last question, is your prayer life lagging? I know what that feels like. That's when I got to wake up, get back oriented with like, what's going on here? What's this really about? Is this just about me just sort of hollering out my needs to God, or am I actually coming into alignment with Jesus Christ and learning to speak like God speaks and thinks with his mind? What might it mean to join the prayer life of Jesus? A lot more I want to say today, but we got to sing and we got to hit the fields. We got to get out there and do this work. You know, praying is something you can do all the time. You're praying right now. We're meeting with Jesus right now. But we shift gears and we take our praying, our embodied presencing of Jesus Christ in us. We're just moving through the world. We're talking to him. We're listening to him. He's giving us a sense of prompts. He's guiding our steps. That's what he means when he says, abide in me and I will abide in you. You know, it's not just sort of leaving it behind in the prayer closet. It's actually learning to walk with him through the day. That's why you got to go slow. That's what I keep reminding myself, right? Jesus moves at the speed of love. You know how fast that is? 2 miles an hour. It's walking. This guy's never in a hurry. He's the most significant. He's the most important person in the world. He's got the biggest to-do list in the cosmos. He's not in a hurry. He's moving at the speed of love. That's the pace of power. 2 miles an hour. You got time to respond. You're not just constantly reacting. You're like attuned, attentive, abiding. That's what we're doing today. All right, Dad's. Dad's going to come join us. We're singing today. All right, everyone. We're back. We're in the midst of our mini series on prayer. And Dad is here to help us to sing unto the Lord today. And Dad, in today's entry, we're talking about, I called it the war of prayer. And how there's the most quoted verse from the Old Testament in the New Testament is this. The Lord, Psalm 110:1, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool underneath your feet. That's quoted over and over and over in the New Testament.
Was that Jesus?
Jesus said it, yes. Now, the point is, we're in a battle, and it's a pitched battle. And we know who's won the battle, but it still has to be fought out, right? We know who's won the war, but there's a lot of battles. And even though you win some and you lose some, we win the war. Jesus won the war. He will be the champion. He is the champion. But we're still working it out. We have to play our part. And so today, That's why we put on the full armor of God. We talked about that a lot back in Ephesians in the spring.
What was that number, 167?
We're going to sing, no, 30.
No, the last one.
Oh, let's don't worry about that.
I don't
one.
Write it down.
Oh, let's 444. I think it's 611. 611 is what we sang the other day. Dad likes to keep a running tab of what we've sung.
611.
So
that doesn't sound like the number.
That was it. That was the one. I promise you. I want to be a Christian. I think it was. But we got to go to a new song today. What are we singing? Tell them.
Okay, we're going to sing A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
What's our number?
35.
This is one of the big hymns. This is written by Martin Luther, who himself was in a pitched battle. They tried to kill him for his whole life after he woke up, essentially. He woke up to the great doctrine of salvation by grace through faith. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. You can't strive your way there. You got to receive it.
And you got to receive it every day.
You just got to wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. You got to receive that resurrection power. You don't got to do something every day to get to go to heaven when you die, but you got to get up every day and do something to get heaven in you while you're alive. That's the big message, which is, and again, you just have to receive it and move with it. Now, we're going to sing all four verses. This song tells a big story. I want you to try to hear it as we sing it, but this is one of Peepaw's favorite songs right here. I always remember us singing it at his funeral. It was very powerful. I never heard the church sing as loud as I heard him on that day.
That's great. So, I'm proud of our church.
Yeah. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, ye amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient blows doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength and fight, our striving would be losing. Were not the right hand on our side, the man of God's own choosing, dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Jehovah's his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle.
Verse 3.
And though this world with devils fill, should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath will his truth will triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him.
Last verse.
That word above all earthly powers, still fixed to him abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who went about him. Let good and kindred go, and
the life of snow, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool underneath your feet.
Amen.
This is the battle.
That's strong. That's strong words.
Strong. That's strong. And Jesus is strong, and he must win the battle. We're fighting on the winning team. And you know what? One more thing. We're not fighting against people. People are never our enemy. We're fighting the devil.
Amen.
Okay? We're fighting the devil. Let's be very careful to not demonize people. Let's demonize the devil. Let's fight him. Let's know Jesus has already defeated him. We're just picking up the spoils. All right, it's time to let him go, Dad. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
See you on the field.